This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Scott Hannon here on a Tuesday edition of the program that we call What's on Your Mind for a reason. We, that'd be me, and Todd, Kevin, Leah, and Chris, the What's on Your Mind crew, Daniel answering your calls, we want to know what's on your mind. Give me a challenge today. I just found myself, before the show thinking, I love trying to help listeners tackle issues, and we're always up for it. Try any way we can. I can't even imagine if we counted up all the people that have called in to Senator Kramer's talk radio town hall, for instance, with a particular issue that has received extraordinary attention and ultimately fixed. And obviously Congressman Armstrong and Senator Hovind and Governor Burgum take some of those as well. We just love doing that for you, but could be anything. Could be anything. But the guy yesterday called and said, we have Vision Zero. The idea being, let's get to zero fatalities on the roadways of North Dakota. Wouldn't it be nice to be known for that? Now, short of driving 5 miles an hour, you've got some factors there that you can't change. But his point was, the vast majority of the deaths that he saw on various traffic reports or in newspaper stories about an accident here and a fatality there was always missed the curve. So his solution was put up better signs. And then Governor Burgum said, actually, that's one of the things they are discussing, things that can be done, like on signing. Those are the kind of solutions I love. So if you have any of those today, bring them to us. Bring them to us. Love to do that. Farmers and ranchers, I have a question for you today. According to the national media, and I don't know if I can think of a more authoritative source, can you guys think of any better source than Todd? Do you?
No, Todd's right.
Do you generally go to the mainstream media for answers? Kevin?
Yeah, no.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. They say that farmers and ranchers are turning on President Trump and ultimately are going to decide the election. So the farmers and ranchers within the sound of my voice, I'd love to hear from you. Call us, 800-228-0550. Text moi at 701-367-2054. That was a little French for you, Todd. That's a,
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. I keep talking to Todd, and Todd's not here. He's not
Todd's
here,
not here today, no.
It's Tuesday,
It is.
But he's here in spirit. We can talk with him. So that's the only one today for me, 701-367-2054, or call us, 800-228-0550, and just tell us that. That's really all that's on my mind right now, other than maybe masks. And it seems as though the city of Fargo and the state of North Dakota are going about as far as they can go related to suggesting that you wear a mask, just short of, mandating that or saying it's a rule or whatever. So that's fairly new since yesterday, and I'm curious what you think of that as well. One note for your calendar. I am excited. I'm anxious. I'm curious how many people within the sound of my voice, within the great state of North Dakota, care enough about energy and that job in coal country, that payment to a farmer for a wind turbine, that job in oil country, the corn I sell to the ethanol plant, the gas processing opportunities that lie ahead in North Dakota with the coincide with oil development. How much North Dakotans care about all that enough to participate in an energy town hall Thursday night, Bismarck Event Center. a growing list of folks that are joining us as resources, as folks that are going to listen to what it is that people have in the way of a proposed solution to everything that is challenging these industries right now, and to keep North Dakota in a position to be an energy juggernaut. Think about it. Number two oil-producing state in the country. Bigger than many countries throughout the world that live off of energy production right here in North Dakota. 900-year supply of economically recoverable coal in North Dakota. Why wouldn't you want that on the grid as baseload energy to ensure the reliability in the coldest of cold days and the warmest of warm days? No? It is National Wind Week. Did you know
that? Exactly. I did not know that.
It's National Wind Week. And wind is not loved by everyone. But my view is, I don't want to be like the bureaucrats who decide this one good, this one bad. This one good, this one bad. I want the marketplace to decide that. And I've talked to enough farmers, enough landowners, who have used the proceeds they've received from leasing wind towers to put kids through college, to make it through a tough year, that I say landowner rights are important, too. And if a landowner wants to do that, a landowner ought to have the ability to do it. He alone, she alone, ought to decide. Ethanol is another one. I just believe in choice. I believe that people ought to have the choice. If they like, a fuel product that contains ethanol, they know that helps Castleton and Richardton and, you know, all the communities that house ethanol plants that are economic juggernauts for their small town communities, very important. Talk to the superintendent in Castleton. Find out what he thinks about the amount of dollars that come to that school to educate kids from Tharaldson ethanol plant. It's pretty important. So, and ask a corn farmer what it means to bring their corn around.
Right.
So, now, everybody in every one of those industries I mentioned could right now pick apart something. Rightfully, factually. To say, yeah, but and what about this? And I don't like that. And, you know, and I'd probably agree with some. Production tax credit is one thing that has been the source of disdain for the coal industry because the level of subsidy for the wind industry has been ginormous. That's largely been a product of the green energy crowd. That was the Obama era that really got that going. And they put something in place called the production tax credit that gave them a leg up. There's no doubt about it. But the industry, to their credit, is now saying, we don't need it. Turn it off. Now, some people behind the scenes are still trying to put it there, like Nancy Pelosi and others, but it is phasing out right now. It was extended by a year once in a budget bill. Horrible idea. And now they're talking about extending it again because they're saying, well, they never really got the benefit of that because of COVID. Enough. Enough. So my point is you can pick and pick and pick and pick and pick. I get that.
Stop.
But not in North Dakota. We ought not do that. We ought to in North Dakota just say, let's figure out this. Let's everybody get at the table. Everybody has a seat at the table. Let's find a way. Let's make this work. That's the only agenda on Thursday night. There's so many nervous people about what's the agenda and who's behind this. It is a town hall meeting. I've done zillions of them. Tea parties. Many different things. So please join me to be a productive part of that conversation, 6 to 8 p.m., Bismarck Event Center tomorrow night. We have all the proper social distancing. You know, the chairs are... We have half the chairs you normally would have in the space. And if we have to expand, we'll do the same as we go. Okay, let's get to some calls. I think I want to start in Judd today, and Susie is in the beautiful Judd. What's on your mind, Susie?
Well, I just heard your comment about farmers and ranchers aren't going to vote for Trump or whatever. I don't know where you hear this from. If people vote for them left-wing nuts, this country is going to be absolutely ruined. If they would just allow Trump to do his dang job, things would turn around for farmers and ranchers. They want us to live on all of these subsidies and stimulus and all of this crap. Farmers don't want to do that. They want to live off of to make a living. But if Trump is stopped in every direction, how is he supposed to do his job to get the things working properly? It just drives me crazy every time I turn on that news because it's like they're just crazy. They're just crazy people.
Well, it's hard to describe them many other ways some days, and certainly crazy is one way to describe them. absolutely at odds with everything we believe in, our fiber of our being, as North Dakotans is another, right? I mean, I can't explain why you're thinking the way you are, but you are. And, you know, you are right about letting Trump be Trump, because can you imagine if there's another term and he's not bogged down by the Russia crap and all the things that have been thrown at him that we know now from the Obama administration, not nearly reported enough. The Obama administration spied on and allowed a federal investigation like he was some sort of criminal to happen to Donald Trump, and it extended, and that's why James Comey got appointed, and we had special prosecutors and counsels. And how long did it last? How much time did it take? So, Susie, if he's reelected and you remove all that, imagine the trade deals. Just imagine the trade deals, and then there would need to be, you know, we don't need as many subsidies. Every farmer I know says, just give me more markets and a level playing field. That's all I'm looking for. You know, a fair fight. So you've said it well, Susie. Thank you so much, and call again. She set us straight. Chad and Fargo has a thought on that, too. Troy and Bismarck has an idea that needs some discussion. We'll do
it. Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized. We're preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Never grow up.
wait for that spot. I love it. Keith Urban. Learned everything I need to know from John 3:16.
John Cougar and John Deere.
John Cougar and John Deere. How about that? Hey, we're brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. You know that. Have you ordered beach blankets and beach towels yet? Any summer weddings left? They are great gifts. They really are. And the beach blanket is huge. It's 40 by 78. It's made of the same Giza Egyptian cotton that the sheets are. So they're really durable, great for the beach, the pool, even the bath. And the designs are wonderful. The great, colorful, perfect to the lake. They really are. So here's the deal. They're $39.99 normally for the beach blanket, the big one. It's $24.99 with promo code Scott. Beach towels, 30 by 70. That's $29.99 normally. With my promo code, you get it for $19.99. Huh? Come on. Can't beat a deal like that. Mattress toppers, 30% off with two free My Pillows, standard My Pillows thrown in as well right now. So that's a great deal. 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Chad and Fargo.
We got the towels, I got to tell you. My kid went to take them down to the lake. I'm like, oh, no. Those are dad's towels, mom's towels. You're not taking those down to the lake. I take them down to the lake.
Right. There you go.
Just saying.
Just keep tabs on them.
Dad's towels.
Valuable. Chad in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Say, you know, like they say farmers won't vote for them or the ranchers. You know, they got to realize a lot of it is that if the new Green Deal, or let's say Biden gets in, emission standards for tractors would be going to the doghouse. They would have to basically, and also all the diesel fuel that they'd be buying, we'd be buying from foreigners. We'd have lines for diesel. We'd have lines for everything. It's ridiculous. If the farmers think that they're going to basically get a better deal through Joe Biden, man, they got to wake up.
You know, I couldn't agree with you anymore, and I think it's easy to get wrapped up in something that might... I'm always amazed at the amount of people when they go out of their way to tell me that they hate Trump for some reason. I'll say, what don't you like about Trump? It's usually my first question. And you know the answer I get more often than not, Chad? What do you think it is?
I think it's like chirp, chirp, chirp. I don't think they have one.
Yeah, it's usually like, oh, I don't like how he acts, and, you know, I don't like the tweets he sends out, and I, you know, he's so mean, and he's so, you're like, wow. We have a $25 trillion debt. We have China trying to eat our lunch. We have, to your point, the Green New Deal and the eco-terrorists that are trying to shut down. I mean, if the anti-Dakota Access Pipeline people, the anti-Keystone Pipeline people, the Line 3 in Minnesota that's still not approved, all the different projects they're trying to shut down, they get their way. How much do you think you pay for gas? You go to PetroServe USA to fill up. What do you think that costs you, $4, $5, $6 a gallon? I mean, it's fuel in the tractor. I mean, you got to just write these things down and put a little perspective in it, because it's tough stuff. You're exactly right. They need to think about it a little bit. No doubt about it. Appreciate the call, Chad. Thank you. Troy Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just looking tired of Democrats always want free handouts and raise their tax on the backside. And especially with this this racism problem, they're saying, well, you know, there's Big Brother, Big Sister programs. I don't know why they don't foster a program like a fatherhood program like Big Father to take these kids that don't have father figures and basically have an incentivized system where they get a benefit off it, and also to make these people in these in South Chicago and Detroit and so on and so forth better people for society in general. I mean, I'm just fed up with people who understand the backside of it. I mean, all this money that we're spending for people. You know, I've been working since COVID all day, 8 to 5 weekends. And, my taxes are going to go up, and I'm paying for people to ride in the streets. I'm sick and tired of it.
You should be, Troy. It's a very good point. I think it's a crisis of the heart. I don't think we have a racist problem. I think we have a crisis of the heart in the sense that, number one, you're absolutely right about the fatherhood deficit in those communities. It's sad. But, you know, to the extent we can help, maybe that's a place where you can put some love towards your, you know, fellow human being.
and say, hey, how can we help? Because that would do wonders. I mean, if that was there, how many less of these thugs would be, you know, breaking glass and, you know, stealing things? And I saw something the other day said, well, we're not looting. This is reparations. Somebody actually said that. I don't know if it's Seattle or where. We're not looting. This is reparations. Got to be kidding me. Texter says, does K-Fire, and by K-Fire I mean you, Scott, take any responsibility for Burleigh County now being a hotspot for the coronavirus? After all, you and your program have doubted the effectiveness of masks from the beginning. By the way, I wear a mask. I wear a mask. I question why it is we're told to wear a mask without any corresponding science about it. Dr. Osterholm at U of M did the same to CDC, said you can't suggest wearing masks without any science behind it. So I'm really not doing anything that the eggheads aren't doing. Excuse me, the scientists are doing, the pointy heads on this issue, number one. Number two, I still think I live in America.
Well, you clearly want people to die.
And in America, people can make their own decisions regarding this. And if businesses say you don't come in here without a mask, that's perfectly fine for that business to do. And people can decide whether they want to go in or not. I support that 100%. But I reject the idea that Burleigh County is a hot spot. It's a hot spot in North Dakota. How many people in Burleigh County? Can you do a little research for me on that?
I will.
75,000, maybe a little more. I don't know. I'm rough numbers, but Kevin will find it for us. How many people in Burleigh County? Question number one. Question two. How many positive cases of coronavirus were there yesterday? Oh, 30. So it was a hot spot. It was the only place that was double digit in the state, I think, right?
Just over 95,000. Okay. 95,626.
If I gave you $1 million, you couldn't find those 30 people amongst 95,000 people. You couldn't do it. You couldn't go find them physically. So the idea that that's a hot spot is called a lack of perspective. I talked to a guy from Sweden the other day. I said, why are you here? He said, a job. Came here for a job in the oil field. Oh, where are you working? Well, I'm doing something different now because it didn't work out because of COVID. But I'd rather be here than anywhere. You know what he told me? I said, what did they do with COVID in Sweden? Was it a problem there? Never closed anything to speak of. Some large gatherings, no, but everything else, they did not close a thing. All right? There wasn't mask mania, none of that. Guess what? Herd immunity. Many people got it. They're now over. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration may temporarily block American citizens from returning to the United States if they have or are suspected of having coronavirus. Rules are already in place to ban foreign nationals from entering the country, but a draft proposal would add U.S. citizens and permanent legal residents to that list. Also at yesterday's COVID-19 briefing, President Trump commented on the prospect of a Joe Biden victory in November's White House election.
It will destroy our country. We will go into a depression. We will put on regulation. We will double and triple taxes.
Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best is resigning her position after the city council voted to defund the police department and cut 100 officers' jobs from the force. Best saying her resignation will take effect on the 2nd of September. And this is USA Radio News.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy to transport, easy to conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super dense, superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our buddy CJ and the team at DAC Diesel, another one of those businesses that we helped grow. And if you have one of those businesses that you'd like to see grow, give us a call. Send me an email, Scott H. at flagfamily.com. And if you have a need to reach listeners in every corner of North Dakota, that'll be great. If it's just in Bismarck, Mandan, we'll get you in touch with somebody from iHeartMedia. Same with Dickinson. Same with the Bakken, Williston, Tioga. So let us know. We love helping businesses grow. CJ's one of the great examples. He called us one day and said, I've been advertising, spent an X amount of month, and I don't get anything from it. I said, well, I can't tell you why that is, but I can tell you you'll get business if you join us. And he had himself in a shop, and now he has himself and many other mechanics and a business that's grown and grown and grown. We hear it all the time, and it makes us so proud. If you need diesel repair on anything, pickup truck, a tractor, a semi-truck, and it's a tough one, your first call should be to CJ at DAC Diesel. DACDiesel.com to find out more, or call them at 701-258-5011. Mark and Beal has been waiting to weigh in here. Then we're going to get to Michelle Fishbach on Election Day in Minnesota. It's primary day in Minnesota today. And Ilhan Omar could be bye-bye. Wouldn't that be interesting? And Minnesota District 7 is a hot one, too, so we'll tell you about that in just a moment. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, I was just wanting to call in earlier. You had stated that the production tax credit was put in during the Obama era. I just wanted to call in and clarify that, because the reality is the production tax credit was put into place in 1992. And so we're going on almost coming up on 29 years of the production tax credit for wind. Been extended 12 times, and with the way Washington's going, it's going to get extended again. So I wanted to clarify that, so that because in both parties, our two senators voted for the extension last December. So I wanted to clarify that it's not fair to paint it as Obama era.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't meaning to specifically say. In fact, I didn't remember when the production tax credit started. But my point was the whole new Green Deal really went on steroids during the the Obama years, and that's when it just got insane, and it became something very, very different. So that is a threat to fossil fuels. I don't think the threat to fossil fuels started it to the degree it is now in '92. But I take your point on the production tax credit for sure, and obviously. Many utility companies have supported that. So the people that provide you your power have provided that. And I don't think the most recent extension can be put on our congressional delegation, because it was either a case don't vote for a budget that had a bunch of things that are good. Typical Washington ploy, where good things, are put in and then they slip that in the last minute, and you either get your good thing or you vote against that. And so it was part of an omnibus.
I understand that, Scott, but that's the way Washington does. They throw all the stuff into one big bill, and to the point where nobody even knows what they're voting on.
Yeah, the point
is, I just wanted to clarify that, because it was done in 1992 to spur investment in an industry. Now the industry is flourishing. I'm just saying it needs to go away.
It sure does. I couldn't agree with you anymore. And by the way, it was going away. And as you say,
we've seen this movie before. They extended it. They extended it for 1 year, and everybody flipped out like, what in the world? I mean, coal industry taken by surprise. I had many folks that are from the wind industry say, what, we had no idea. I mean, it was a Pelosi, Schumer backroom deal thrown in there. Now, there's rumors they're trying to do it again because they're saying they didn't get the benefit they wanted because not a lot of development happened during COVID. Tough balance. Now's the time to really call on all of our electors and fight.
I want to clarify that, too, because it wasn't an 11th hour backroom Pelosi Schumer deal. We made calls last December, a month ahead of time, knowing that this was in there to our senators. And nothing was done at the federal level anywhere. Chuck Grassley has a lot of power. Chuck Grassley is a Republican from Iowa. And Chuck Grassley is one of the biggest supporters of that. So I just want to clarify that wasn't an 11th hour backroom deal. Everybody knew
people wanting it in there and it being in there, it's never in there until it passes. So, one thing is being pushed.
It's not fair to call it an 11th hour backroom Pelosi Schumer deal.
Well, my understanding is that's why it happened. That's why it happened, and Grassley didn't stop it. To your point, Grassley is a big supporter.
Correct, but I'm telling you, there were calls made last December urging them not to support it. And so,
that's easy to do, Mark, though. What I'm saying is that's easy to do, call and say, hey, they're trying to get this in the bill. It's in there. Get it out of there. You know, it doesn't mean that nobody lifted a finger to get it out of there. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it is in there because of Chuck Schumer, and it is in there because of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. And if you want to give Republican blame, that's fair. It belongs with Chuck Grassley. So I think we're arguing about nothing at this point. Just a small ball, but I appreciate your call, Mark. Let's see who is, we have to go to Michelle Fischbach, candidate for Minnesota's 7th District congressional seat. We might as well start there. I know it's election day today, and you want folks to get out. We'll give you a chance to tell us about that. But, you know, we have this battle over wind in North Dakota, more so about the production tax credit, because, you know, again, free market. Let's let them all work. Let's have them all have a level playing field. That'd be the ideal way. What's your thought on this production tax credit? Have you heard much about that in Minnesota?
You know, I haven't heard a lot about it, but I sure do want to take a look at it and see what's going on with that. You know, I just caught the very last caller and a little bit of the discussion about that. But I really think, you know, as we take a look at the overall energy production strategy, we really need to be making sure that line three gets built, that line three replacement. And that is one of the things that really needs to be done. And I hear a lot about that in the district.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. That's the most ridiculous thing ever. And, of course, that's now being held up by the Walz administration. Tim Walz ran for governor saying that he wouldn't get in the way of the PUC in Minnesota doing that, and he ended up doing that and blamed, my words, his words deferred to his lieutenant governor over it. So, you know, that is certainly doesn't make a lot of sense. But when you talk to Otter Tail Power, when you talk to XL Energy, when you talk to the rural power providers of Minnesota, do they tell you we need the production tax credit? Do they not bring it up? Is it not an issue?
You know, they haven't brought it up yet, but we are obviously continue to talk to them as time goes on. But I haven't heard specifically that they have said either way on that.
And we talked earlier with your opponent Dave Hughes, one of your four opponents in this race. There's five folks vying for the primary nomination tonight in that Minnesota 7th district. Like, not just tonight. We'll find out tonight, I guess, who wins, but the vote's happening as we speak on Election Day. And in a discussion that you and I had where we were talking about priorities and your top priority, and Dave Hughes said, you asked Michelle Fischbach what she really wanted to sink her teeth into right away. And the first thing she said is workforce training. Workforce training, we got a lot bigger fish to fry than that. I don't remember the conversation. Maybe you do. But since he's using that, what would you say to that as far as an answer? Maybe even a do-over on the question of what you really want to sink your teeth into. What's most important?
And you know what? I guess I don't remember the conversation, but I will say this. What the priority is making sure that we get economic recovery and that we start going forward with that. And part of that, part of what I am interested in is not necessarily workforce programs. programs, but making sure that our workforce has educational opportunities here in the district. You know, we talk a lot about those two-year programs and making sure that we're able to keep those in the district and we are making, you know, the best education possible for our folks so that they can be educated here and stay here and get jobs here. And so that economic recovery is very important, and making sure that they have those educational opportunities is part of that.
Other reporters of yours, Dr. Collis and Dave Hughes, too, they bring up the question of your pro-life position. There's talk about a bill that was an omnibus bill that gave funding for abortion that received your vote. A, is that true? B, is that any reason for anyone to doubt your pro-life credentials?
You know, I have 100% pro-life voting record. It is an issue that is near and dear to my heart, and I have been working in the pro-life movement for many, many, many years. I carried Positive Alternative, which provides dollars to those crisis pregnancy centers that are helping women. They're on the front line. They're helping women with crisis pregnancies every day, and I wanted to make sure that we were working with them at that level. I carried Women's Right to Know so that women are informed about what's going to happen if they're considering an abortion. And I worked on every pro-life bill that was in front of the legislature while I was there, and I have 100% voting record. And it is disturbing when someone questions my pro-life record, because it is something that is very, very important to me, and I want to stop abortion and save those babies. And I will tell you, I've had to vote. I have had to fight for those pieces of legislation. And Dave Hughes and Noel Collis have never had to actually vote and fight for those things.
The president sent out a tweet yesterday, once again, expressing his support for your candidacy. I know that Kellyanne Conway participated in an event this week for you as well. What is the administration support, the president's support, meant for this campaign for you?
I am very, very, very honored to have the president's support. And we are going to reelect President Trump in this fall, and I'm very excited. And it has been wonderful because we've been able to work with the Trump Victory campaign throughout the district. And I think that's very important, because as we push to make Minnesota red and to have Republicans win, that we're all working together is wonderful. So we've really been able to unite the party as we move forward. And that's one of the great things. And like I said, I am very honored to have his endorsement. And Kellyanne Conway was great the other day. We are working hard to see if we can get the president to the Fargo-Moorhead area, because I think it would be a great event to have him there and inspirational for all of us.
Yeah, it'll probably have to be in North Dakota because of the onerous restrictions in Minnesota, but that'd be okay. There'd be plenty of folks able to come this way, and certainly the Red River Valley, big sport area. So all of us are rooting for that for sure. What's it going to take dollar-wise to defeat Colin Peterson?
Well, we've raised a little over $1 million, and so far we actually have broken the record now for any Republican in the 7th District for fundraising, and we are continuing to fundraise. And I will say, you know, we're looking at somewhere between $1.5 million and $2 million, and we are going to continue to do that, because that's part of the effort to make sure that we have the strong organization and the fundraising and the money to get the message out about Colin Peterson.
And follow her on Twitter at FishbachMN7, Minnesota District 7 candidate in today's primary, the Republican primary. Michelle Fishbach joining us on the program. Michelle, thanks for the time. Can't wait for the results tonight, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Thank you so much, and everyone should get out and vote.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Hey, what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA? Come on in for great home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it. And they have a month of specials. So many specials, they needed a month. Bandanas, $2.99. Assorted caps, 2 for $10. Red Bull, the 16-ouncers, 3 for $7.50. Jack Lynch, 10-ounce bag, $8.99. The Ice Mountain, 1.5-liter water, 79 cents. And Kenny's Gummies are $4.99 for the 2-pound bag. Don't forget the Valley Dairy Stores up north, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tonight, whatever you're going through, grab a long neck bottle or a big old pint and let's all have a few. Cause we're all in this together, to me it's all so clear. Drinking ought to be a team effort, there is no I in beer.
Well, it's about that time. We tell you what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA. As I know, you're getting a little hankering. A little hankering for lunch. Is that a word, a hankering?
Oh, yeah.
I use that word. A little hankering for a little hot beef sandwich, maybe.
Oh, meatloaf. I'd be, or some roasted chicken.
Chicken pot pie.
Oh, yeah.
Valley City location, exit 292.
That's like as big as your head, too, if you've ever seen that chicken pot pie they make.
I-94.
Huge.
PetroServe USA, grab and go, home cooking. That's right.
Even if you're in a hurry, they'll have it all ready for you to go. Harwood, they have the meatball dinner. I-29 location off of the Harwood exit. At, let's see, 12th Avenue North and I-29 Fargo. The Chicken Alfredo Fettuccine. Yes, there you go. Or hamburger hot dish today, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. I just might do that. I think I could use a little hamburger hot dish. Have you ever done this? Don't tell anybody that I've done this from time to time. I take two pieces of bread,
mm-hmm.
you know, just a, mm-hmm. a loaf of bread. Mm-hmm. I take two slices, put butter on them.
Okay.
Okay? And then scoop the hamburger hot dish into the middle and do a hamburger hot dish sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Have you done that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. I'm not weird.
Oh, no.
It's nice to know. Jim and Kildare, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Question of the day. Some experts say, of course, they're all fake news, but they like to say that farmers and ranchers are, you know, they're going to decide the election, and they're leaving Trump in droves. So we asked the question. We got it up on our Twitter and Facebook page. Do you support? No, that's yesterday's. What's today's? We're just asking whether or not you believe that, right? Whether you believe that farmers and ranchers are leaving Trump or debating on whether or not to vote for the president. Anyway, overwhelming number. What is it, 80-some percent now, Leah? It's what? 90%.
Say no.
How's that for a number? 90% say no. Well, that's a bunch of bunk.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly right. Yesterday's, by the way, we asked the question, do you support an all-of-the-above energy strategy in North Dakota? Question for our Energy Town Hall tomorrow, Thursday night, 6 to 8 p.m., Bismarck Events Center. Hope you're going to be there. It costs you nothing to be there. We'll have a, just a fun little conversation about energy. What was the answer to that? Do you support an all-of-the-above energy strategy in North Dakota? 70% said yeah, bring it on. They clicked on the Energizer Bunny right there, pounding the drum. 30% said nope. 70-30 said yeah, all of the above. Smart folks. Smart folks. Jim and Kildare, what is on your mind today?
The first question is, the farmers running away from Trump, fake news. Farmers and ranchers know this is a long fight. It's not an easy fight, but it is moving forward. And I believe Trump has the full support of America's farmers and ranchers, from what I hear. I haven't heard anybody move away from them yet. As far as all in energy, absolutely. Would anybody be a fool to ask that, no to that question? And the reason I called, Scott, is I had a question about our electrical power generating grid in North Dakota. Does it supply enough electricity for the state, or do we buy electricity from anywhere outside of the state? Some pure energy matter questions, and maybe, you know, I should know that. But
no, I mean, I think we produce way more than we can use, which is why, for instance, Great River Energy has a plant that generates energy that they put on a line that goes to downtown Minneapolis. They get their energy from us. You know, but Minnesota, for the most part, not all of Minnesota, I don't brand everybody, but most of Minnesota are, they hate coal. They hate fossil fuels. They're in the green dreamland. And so it's a constant battle. So many utilities in Minnesota increased their wind portfolio, so they could decrease their coal portfolio. So that's what's ultimately led to a co-op in Minnesota, saying, we're going to shut down our plant. And we're just going to, you know, sell it or give it to somebody, or, you know, we're going to decommission it. So that's what's, and unfortunately, it's next to North American Coal's coal plant. So, no, the answer to your question is we generate more than we can use, and we are an energy exporter.
Another question, quick, Scott, if I may. You know, when are we due to shut the electricity off with GRE? My question is, do they have a plan in place to replace that incredible amount of energy? If not, I think what we should do, I think we should give them written notice that we're shutting it down to run some tests for a day or two, and let this Minneapolis feel what it's like to be without.
You know, you're making me think of a joke I came up with one day where I said we should take the capital of North Dakota, the beautiful Capitol building, and put Photoshop in a light switch, and we shut it off, and then Minnesota goes dark. Because that's pretty much what's happening. North Dakota powers a good chunk of Minnesota. It's a good thought when you're around the campfire with a beer in your hand, Jim, but you can't do it. the transmission authority and the others that that do that. The answer to your other question on Great River Energy's plan to replace the energy is a number of things, but among them, a couple $1 billion in wind farms. They originally were looking at North Dakota, and because of the McLean and Mercer County coal, you know, mandates against it, probably won't happen there.
Hi, Scott Hannon here. Are you frustrated with your financial advisor because you feel there's nobody there to take your call? Are they on summer hours? Is their entire office still closed because of COVID-19? Call the team at Collins & Kronk, where they keep normal business hours for your convenience, not theirs. At Collins & Kronk, located in Fargo, they're open and ready to meet with you. Call Collins & Kronk today, 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Kronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.